Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's up, people? What's up, people?
What's up, Shift?
Real Talk Nation. Yes. We are back in the building.
Back in the building.
Listen, y'all, this is Shift Real Talk. We're keeping it real. It's keeping it right. Hey. Come on. Hand claps for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Free, and as always, I have beside me...
V. She flew in. We just picked up from the airport.
Said beside me right here, baby. You.
Oh, my bad.
The wrong V.
I am Pastor J, y'all.
Yes.
I'm Pastor J. I thought she said to the other side, but I mean, she was talking about her king.
Why would I acknowledge anybody before I acknowledge you, boo?
Look, baby, look, I'm here to be, I stand to be corrected. I do.
All right, come on with
it. But we just came back from the airport picking up our special guest. She just flew in. She was on tour doing ministry, and she graced us
with her presence again tonight.
Gladys Riley. Say hello to the people, Gladys.
Hello, wonderful people. I hope you guys are ready for tonight.
We got a fireball tonight, y'all. Listen, y'all, we see a lot of people in relationships. They break up. That is common. To break up. But the question is, we want to talk about the breakup tonight. You know, our exes.
right.
Do we get back with our exes? Are they our exes for a reason? If you want to get in this conversation, come back with us, y'all. We're gonna come back and deal with this, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Come on. Live in the studio. Let's get it, y'all.
Let's get it. Come
listen,
on.
Listen, y'all. I brung these ladies in, my wife, my daughter. I brung them in because they are really classy women.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and I brung them in today because I wanted to have this conversation with them and with you guys. And, you know, Lord, we thank you, God. We honor you. We bless your name. Lord, we thank you, God, because we know, God, we would not be able to do this without you, God. So, God, lead us, strengthen us, God. Help us to be a light that somebody would say,
yes, Lord,
my mindset has changed.
Come on.
And we are going to go a different way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, y'all.
My mind has changed.
Listen, everybody in here has been in the relationship. I don't care whether you're young, old, young. Everybody has been in the relationship.
young, old.
I've been around. Young, old. But a lot of us have been in relationships where we have broken up with that person.
My God.
So I want to ask you ladies a question.
Okay.
In your previous relationships, what has caused the breakup?
Lack of communication.
Wow.
I mean, right off the top, you know, it wasn't even thinking about it. Lack of communication. Lack of communication was the main problem in the relationship.
So in the situation where there's lack of communication, what happens? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that lack tear down the relationship?
Ooh,
that's a good question, Jesse.
That is a good question. Insecurities come about. You begin to... I think last time we spoke about how women, you know, we begin to do all this narrating in our minds because lack of communication. We are left with our own assumptions. Anger builds up, frustration, hate, guilt. Yeah. A lot of different things. Jealousy that begins to just kind of unfolds and unravels with the lack of communication. And if everything, the foundation that you thought you built, you know, you begin to see that it has so many different cracks and holes and things that, you know, before you know it, the foundation just crumbles. It falls.
I think for me, I'm sure it had everything to do with the communication gap. But for me, I believe that when we broke up, it was because I lost myself. I couldn't find me anymore because I was too busy trying to make the relationship work. I was too busy trying to, like we was talking about, how do you know when your relationship is in trouble? I was too busy trying to make his values my values and devaluing my values to the point where they was almost obsolete, like non-existent. So at some point, when I've given 100% of me and that's not enough, then I have nothing else to give. So it was no other choice but to break up. Plus, he cheated on me, so I had to throw that in there. You know? But I mean, we've grown from that. But yeah, there was some cheating going on, probably because he couldn't find me no more.
So, and to hear both of y'all, that man, that is awesome what y'all both said. That is so awesome. But to hear that, because women have been created to bring things to life.
Right.
You guys bring things to life. You know, when you are being imparted into, you bring it to life. When you have been given an idea, you can bring that idea and make it a book.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
When you birth it.
That's right. Yes, come that's on. Right.
Bring it to life.
Creation.
So is this, would you say, because you guys are life, bring things to life, that this is what, because I see a lot of women stay in a lot of relationships, you know, like they have more patience to being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like men, and it's not dogging men because this just being real.
It's just,
I know, but for me, let me just speak for me.
All right.
I know with me in the days when I was dating, I got disinterested real fast. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was easy for me to now sway my attention to somewhere where I thought was going to, you know, boost my ego. It was good. So what I see with women, because you guys bring things to life, you have a little more patience for the relationship. So before you, so a lot of things have to really fall before you guys say, you know what, it's time for me to go. So your patience is a little more, why would you say, because I see a lot, I see some women who should not be with some of these men. Same thing, vice versa. Right. Yep. Some men should not. But the thing is, I see women have a lot more patience.
Yes.
So why would you say, you know, what would you say is the reason for the patience and the stick it out? Is it the, is it you attracted to the potential? Is it you, you know what I'm saying? You see what I'm trying to ask you?
I get it. I feel like it's in our nature to have a little bit more patience than men. Like you said, we are the creators, and creating things takes time. It takes time. And when you see, like you said, the potential, I do believe, like when you see potential, you're willing to create or try to create and have patience with creating the man that you want to fit for you. I feel like that's, you know, that's one of the main things, like really trying to create that man that you want to see, or the potential, or bring out that potential. I feel like we are willing to stay there once we see potential. We're like, okay, maybe I can push it out of him. Maybe I can get him to do this, you know. And that kind of just kind of reminds me back, like, one time with one of my exes. I mean, you always see potential in people. I'm always a person like, oh man, you got so much gift, so many talents, you know, you could do this. And I actually see the dream for them before they can even dream it. Like, I can see you doing like this, you know? And because I can see, and I'm a visionary, I can see, and I you know what? I like that. I feel like women are really visionaries. Like, you think about when we do.
You caught that, huh?
Yeah. Like, we really are. Like, we can catch a vision really quick. But I'm able to see, okay, what this future could look like with you, you know, and because I can see that, because I can see the potential, I'm willing to push you towards that, you know, but I'm willing to have more patience because I know how great you can be. But the thing is, we catch the vision, but the man don't catch the vision. He don't see how great he can be just then. It may not be that time, but we're trying to push him to see something and open his eyes, but yet he's not ready.
Okay, if you indulge me for just a moment. So in listening to what you were saying, could it be at some point that maybe we're trying to push them to a vision that we have?
What's up,
right. Something that we desire, and because you said, you remember our narrative that we know how to create really well.
Yes.
That even if the potential is not there because it's something that we want so bad, or because we just don't want to miss out, we don't want to work so hard to build this guy only for him to go and be with another female and she reaped the benefits of your build. Or, I mean, so I'm thinking, yeah, women and men, but women, since we're talking about women, are visionaries and we see certain things, but could it be we're only seeing what we want to see? Because a lot of us, we have control issues.
Yes, true.
And that's we don't want to be rejected. We don't want to be cast aside. So we stay too long a lot of times because we don't want to be rejected. We don't want to be rejected by you. So, and plus we feel like we've put in so much work.
That's true.
Like
we've
endured so many things. It's like you hear some women say, well, he should be happy that I didn't leave him when he cheated on me. Why should he be happy that you didn't leave? You should have made a decision that at that point you're going to do what you was going to do for yourself. Because a lot of times, he not saying, well, I should be grateful you didn't leave me. You sacrificed that moment of your life to stay.
I remember in my immaturity days, when I looked at a woman, I looked at her for what she could give me.
Right. Come on.
And my whole mindset was totally off.
This is a man telling you about what
totally
men.
Off at Come this on. Point because I always look for a woman for what she can do for me.
Come on,
how she can help me get to where I'm going in my survival.
Right.
It was me trying to survive, and if you could help me get this money up so I could go here and just lay my head. So it was my level of immaturity, not understanding that I had to be this man that this woman can come and now trust that I'm going to be or understand who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because and if I know who I am, then it's easy for me to not just look at a woman now for what she could do for me, but actually what I could be for myself so that she could see that I am being the full person.
Right.
So a lot of time what before that happens, it causes the relationship to break up because what you're doing is you're catching this person in the middle of that process of really finding out the difference between being a man.
Come on. Come on now.
And
the other guy.
So today's topic is dealing with, do you get back with your ex? Because a lot of times our ex is in the breakup because sometimes somebody, of course, in that breakup, we were listening today that somebody suffers or feels it more than the other person. I think the person who suffers the most in the breakup is the one who didn't expect the breakup to happen.
Right, right. Of course. Wow. Of course. Like, well, I wouldn't even expect it.
Yeah, I wasn't even. So you got kind of did like, dang, this nigga left me. Or dang.
Right, right.
Because it leaves so many questions. Why? What did I do?
Ashley,
what happened?
Up,
when did it break down? It leaves so many questions for the person that's not expecting.
Right?
It goes right back to communication.
Babe,
you're right.
Let me do this.
It push come
the
right back.
Thing right, the camera.
Say, well, right, I there didn't it expect is.
My fault,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
My sister.
You know, because going back to just my personal, when I broke up with any guy that I was with, if there was ever a moment where I tried to get them to break up with me.
Right.
Because I'm not
right.
good at breaking up, you know? So I tried to get them to break up with me, but even then, I knew
it didn't happen.
I knew before the breakup happened, at some point we weren't gonna be together.
Listen, y'all, I gotta read y'all what Ashley put.
Okay. All right, hey Ashley, and we got Mia here too.
Hey,
Mia, what's up, baby?
Ashley said, I had a friend who asked me, "What type of person should you marry? Like, what if he has potential?" I told her, "Don't marry just for potential or promises. Marry production."
Come on now.
What has he planted and produced on his own? Mm. What fruit is he holding that you can grow even further?
Come on,
Ashley. Also, what fruit are you bearing to make a man want to pick you?
Come on now. Woo, that not was a pick good one. Me.
Not pick as in selecting, but pick as in take off the shelf.
Yeah.
You guys can grow together. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, Ashley. Go ahead, girl.
Ashley, that's that kind of pick where you got the fruit on the tree.
Hey, Cherise. Mm-hmm. Sis.
She said, what kind of fruit are you that he even want to pick you off that tree?
Yeah. Exactly. So when it comes to the point where there is a breakup, and you broke up with this specific, because you on point with what we say, we're going here.
Hey,
it's like when you get with this person, who has a lot of promises, who has a lot of potential for promises.
Right. Okay, come on.
You know what I'm saying? And those are the type of people who really don't have, who have not produced in who they are.
Right.
So when you break up with this person, mm-hmm. and this person realizes what they lost, 9 times out of 10,
of course,
they're gonna come back.
They're gonna come back around and realize,
like, wow, this is somebody
that was a good apple, a good little piece.
So they want to come back.
Right.
So the question here is, when that person comes back,
the person that was not good at producing, and they come back,
right.
What makes them still your ex? Or what makes you say, I'm either going to get back with this person or I'm not going to get back with this person?
Because that's the question. It's the change in the person. How much have you grown, right? If you have grown.
Hey, Lisa. And I
want to piggyback off of Ashley. Was that?
Yeah,
that was Ashley.
I want to piggyback off of her. That was a great point that you just drove. I was like, come on.
That was good stuff right there.
But what she was saying was, what is he producing, right?
Right.
So this time around, what have you produced without me?
Right.
What have you done? Wow. What have you changed? Yeah. What have you grown?
Yeah.
What field have you plowed?
Yeah. Right.
You know, exactly. I want to see that. I want to see the change. I want to see the growth. I want to see the man that I saw the potential. Because, you know, I saw the potential. Now, do you see the potential?
Yeah.
Are you working it? Are you walking in your potential?
Right.
Let me say that. Are you producing your fruit now?
Right.
Now, okay. You might puff it up a little bit. I'll be like, oh, snap.
And so, half the time when a man comes, like, let's say you and that guy are no longer together, and then some time down the road, he realized, man, and he comes back. He doesn't have to say, look at me, I've changed.
Right.
He doesn't have to say, I remember I used to do this. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be Mm-mm. looking with no magnifying glass to see if there's a change. Baby, when he come back, guess what?
You're going to see that he
used to be a C.
I'm telling you.
You didn't know what was going to come up that C.
Hey.
But baby, now he a peach.
Come on now.
Now he an apple. Come on, he a watermelon.
So how do you know? Okay, now here's the question to y'all.
How
do you know if the because some people change, and I've seen this happen. I'm sorry.
Right. You good.
Some people change.
That's right, Dre.
Just to be back in the situation.
But you can
and
tell
it is not
imposter.
Genuine, not a genuine change.
I knew
change.
He was going with that.
So how could you tell? Yeah. Oh, you can tell?
You can tell. Them old habits come back quick. Right.
First off, I feel like when a person is comfortable with you,
they're going to show.
They're going to show. So your ex.
Like your skirt gonna, showing.
Yeah, he's going to show. Your slip up there.
Come
he's
on.
Gonna, and he going to show his colors, you know?
Yeah.
One way, because you know him so much or you knew him or whatever, however, if he's still the old way, you're going to peep
those things.
You're going to peep those
things.
It's not going
to. You're going to look around and see what he peeping at.
Right.
Exactly. You definitely will see.
There is no way.
Right. So when a man comes back into your space, mm-hmm. this is your ex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know you an ex for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Let's kick the subtopic. Why did y'all even break up?
Right.
Like, you have
That's
to first
important
ask
too.
Yourself, why did we break up in the first place? I know as women, a lot of times when we break up with a man, then all of a sudden we get back on the phone with him or we get back with him, then we say something like, dang, when he do something bad that remind you of back mm-hmm. in the day, you be like, man, now I remember
why I left
now
in the first
I
place.
Remember.
Yep.
What's up, Dex? Yeah.
Because for some reason, as women, we fantasize and we almost make a fairy tale of us getting back together.
Yep. Like,
but as soon as it happened, where he show you the him that you know, okay, dog, now I remember why me and him did not get back together. There is a reason why he is your ex.
Your ex,
So there's a reason. Ashley said that her husband separated for 6 months.
Right.
And he wanted to come back, but she said she couldn't allow it till she realized that she had to grow herself.
Come on.
She had to grow
Ashley,
herself.
That's good.
So when they came back together, power couple. Ashley, we can't wait to get to Atlanta, girl, so we can do some stuff.
But you know what, though? That's true, because even with the experience Jesse and I had, when we got back together, it was some things that was healed. Okay, sometimes, this is what I'm going to say. My niece said this to me the other day. Sometimes you have to step away.
Yes.
In order to come back
to
that situation. I never thought, I remember I used to tell people all the time, I'll never get back with that dude. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even want to see him. I don't even want to talk to him.
Hey, Lasagna.
I meant everything I said. However, it came to a point where I feel like God allowed us no longer to be in a relationship, because if he were to have to go through his growth process after all the hurt we had already experienced, there was no way that we would be in a healthy relationship, because I would not only have to deal with the pain that we dealt with on top of all the pain and the stuff, because growth, there are growing pains.
Yes.
He went through a lot of growing pains in the stint of time we were not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so did I. Would I be able to go through those growing pains with him without being hurt over and over again?
No,
I would not. Mm-hmm. So I believe God took us our own sides of the ring so he could do what he had to do over there, do what I had to do over here, and then we got back together healthy.
But what you got to realize, like a lot of times, none of us, women and men, we don't realize that a lot of times when we get with people, we get with them in the middle of their
growing
process.
Point, yes.
In the middle of that growing process. Because when we were together the first time, I was not just growing, I was stuck.
You was in the miry clay.
I was stuck.
He said he picked my feet out of the miry clay.
And I was stuck in the mindset.
Yeah.
Because the mindset was what I was taught.
Right.
And how and what I knew. Mm-hmm. What I knew and what I saw.
So
I was really going on what was imparted in me and what I was taught.
Mm-hmm.
But until life experiences had to teach me, like, something's wrong. Because I keep going in this circle.
It was a figure eight.
Yes. I keep going in this circle.
Yeah.
So the thing is, a lot of times when we get with people, we really don't allow the dating to go on.
Right.
And in this dating, like we said before, this is the process of getting information.
It's supposed to be fun. Yeah.
This is the process of getting information.
Right.
And the information that you get, you'll tell, because I'm telling you, people will show you who they really are.
And if you don't.
And a lot of times what we try to do is play Superman to this person.
Or Superman.
I am this person that can help this person grow or get through their growth stage.
Yeah.
And we can't
we
do
can't
it.
Do that.
Yeah.
All you're doing is taking on the pain.
Yeah. Who said God weight?
Yeah, you're
taking it on God weight.
Yeah.
Because God is the only changing agent, but we're so busy trying to change people. And then look at this one. That person back to you saying that they've changed, but who changed you?
Because
if you have not sat before God at his feet then there's no way you're going to convince me that you changed. If you didn't meet the agent himself, then don't come talk about you changed nothing, baby.
Come on now.
Because I got to guard my heart against stuff like that.
That's right.
So,
here's a question. Okay, say for instance, now you done, because a lot of us, our heart goes out to, and you know, sometimes our heart gets confused with the reality of the situation.
Right. Wow.
So sometimes because we've already intimately been with this person, there's still a connection there. So sometimes we feel kind of sorry, and our heart actually keeps us in the, because that what happened with me and her. A lot of times because we still cared about each other.
Yeah.
We kind of, the reality of the situation
came,
it filtered with the way we were feeling about each other.
Yeah.
So how do you filter, or how do you tell somebody who is really feeling a way about somebody that they know they can't be with?
My God.
That you know that, listen, I cannot be with this person the way they are,
I
still love this person.
I love them,
but I can't be with you. How do you filter or tell somebody to say, listen, you know, you do this or you do that. And how would y'all suggest, you know, helping somebody say, this is the way that you should go in this type of situation when your heart is involved with somebody you know you cannot be with?
Man,
how that's a good question.
Man, listen.
Come on, y'all.
Sometimes I think that we don't train our people before your nose wide open for this person.
That's right, Herm.
This needs to be a topic that we talk about. These are the things that you don't want to do this because this will devalue your worth. Or you don't want to get with somebody that has this characteristic. And I'm not talking about somebody talking from a bitter place. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about someone talking from a place of growth. I've learned these lessons and I want to pass it on to somebody else. Because once that person is in it to win it, I don't know how you can help that person not be with somebody that they're intimately, not only intimately in love with, but they know they're not supposed to be with this person, but they love them. Like, how can you? Let me tell you what Shante Mayweather said.
Hey, Shante!
And Monica Wilcox is on the line too. Look, she says we're both in a growing place, growing to learn each other and being open. And a lot of times, Jonathan, hey, he's on the line. You can't really be open. Bonita is on the line. Hey, and Tasha Bonita. Jenkins, my sister, is on the line, Mr. Humbert as well. Listen, sometimes you cannot be open with somebody that you feel like they're stunting your growth.
Right. Come on now.
They making you feel less than.
Herman said, wait, just say. Just
come on, come on. Go ahead.
Herman said, it's hard to be with somebody who feels like staying the same is, the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change.
My God. But we do, because sometimes change for us is scary. We don't know what to expect on the other side of our decision to change. Sonia, Patria Hayes, Patria's on the line. Listen, Sonia says, we as women should know that what we want in a man and a great woman to your man. We should know. A lot of times, speak to that. She says, we as women should know what we want in a man. And a great woman to your man. I think she's trying to say, be a great woman.
I got something for that.
Okay.
We want to hear from you. Yeah. Come on.
You know what I say? It's not knowing what you should want in a man. Uh-huh. Because I believe your purpose and what you were brought on this earth for was to be a helper.
Come on.
And a lot of women get frustrated because they don't have no vision to help. They don't have nothing to bring to life.
Wow. Come on now.
So the thing is really knowing who you are as a helper, as a seed bring to lifer.
Yes.
Bearer of
the fruit.
Yes.
You bring the fruit to life.
That's
so,
right.
So if you know that you are this person
and
the person and the man that you get with does not bring this like a vision for you to bring to life, then you can't fulfill your purpose. So you get frustrated sitting there saying, what am I doing?
What do you have for me?
What do you have for me to do?
I asked the guy that one time, what do you have for me to do? He had absolutely no clue. Even when I broke it down, look, I am here in this relationship for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you have for me to do? Mm-hmm. Now, even though, mind you, I was asking a guy that I was not married to, so I couldn't really ask that. I wasn't his helper.
Right.
That's why he didn't have anything for me to do.
For you to do. Yeah.
But women get frustrated because we know that God has placed purpose in us. And being a helper is a badge of honor. Baby, because if we didn't help, a lot of things would not be done.
That's right. Self-growth. Herman.
Come on.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
Come on.
But you got to realize, too.
That's right, Jake. Learning is up. Yeah.
What did he say?
What did Jake say?
Drake, he was agreeing with you.
Okay.
But we got to understand this too. Listen, y'all. A lot of times, we take over from what God said he's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we put the search in the man.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We put the search in the woman.
Come on now.
But the thing is, we got to find God so that he could bring it together.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not just knowing what the person is in the man.
What you want.
Yeah,
come on.
It's knowing who you are in God.
Once you find that purpose in God,
that comes along is going to line up with that purpose.
That's right.
It's going to automatically line up with
that.
Yeah, and it is an automatic thing. Yes. So sometimes I know, because here's the thing too, is a lot of things that I desire, it ain't good for me.
Exactly, yeah.
A lot of things that I want or I look for, and I put these characteristics, and a lot of things that I want, it ain't good for me.
Right.
It ain't healthy for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I like cheeseburgers, but they ain't good for me.
Right.
I like my mayo on it. I like my cheese on it.
Yeah.
All this stuff ain't good. I know what I want on the sandwich,
but
it's just not good for me.
It's not.
That's true.
It's not good for me.
But we always want it.
But we always want it. So the thing is, you got to line up with your purpose.
Yeah.
Line up with what you were put on here to do. Mm-hmm. And when you find your, when you find, and I tell
when
a lot of men this.
Find.
It does say he that findeth the wife.
Right.
But I believe our search should be at God first.
Right.
Yes.
Our search should be at God, even for women. You know, don't look at the man. Look at the purpose of the man. Look at God in the man.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at God in the man. Come on now.
Look, he felt his help.
I felt my help. I was like, whoa.
Yes.
Find the God in the man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Find that man that looks after God and seeks after God and searches for God.
Yes. Right.
I mean, because at the end of the day, that man that does not have God will not understand or will not have a responsibility to somebody.
Can I say what I normally say?
Come on, Ma.
This is a phrase that I have coined myself, people.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Listen.
That's right, Herman.
God brought man from what? The dust of the ground.
That's
preach.
Right. Come on.
He says, and God breathed into him.
Uh-huh.
And man became
uh-huh.
a living soul.
Amen.
However,
uh-huh.
if God don't breathe into that dirt,
come on now.
What is he?
What is he?
He's just dirt. And you can't get mad when dirt act like what dirt's supposed
That's
to
right.
act like.
That's
he
right.
just dirty. That's what my uncle say. He just dirty.
And the doors of the church are not
come
open.
Come on. Pass the plate.
And the doors
That's
of the church are not open.
About.
This is offer time in the building.
Come on, because we so busy trying to find this guy.
Mm-hmm.
We have not even seek God out to
hey,
know
Romel.
What God look like.
Yeah.
If we know what God look like, then we should know at least the substance of what this guy's supposed to bring
That's right,
to the table.
Herman. That's true.
Find
That's
God.
True.
Come on.
That's true. Come on.
That's why Jesse said one time, God put Adam to sleep before he bought Eve because he didn't need his help.
Him. He didn't.
He didn't need, his help.
He didn't go looking for all the... He put him to sleep.
He put him to sleep. He did not need his help.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
He said, I'm
You better go ahead there. I'm telling
That's
y'all.
Right.
So, and there's a true statement.
Tasha.
There's a true statement.
Uh-huh.
Hey, oh, let me go there because my sister's on the line.
Tasha
there.
Said, just dirty. She didn't even give them the R. She changed the I to a U.
Dirty. The dirty side.
Come on. You can't expect
but
to be nothing
but how does it feel? How does it feel? When this man, especially when you know
uh-huh.
there is greater potential in this guy,
mm-hmm.
and you've been around, away from him for a little bit,
right.
and he comes back around,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, and he's still the same person.
Oh, well, bye.
And it's like, the
she says she has the gift of goodbye.
Bye. Ain't nobody got time for that. Listen, we
come
we move.
On.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you so
come
much.
Come on.
To God be the glory.
When he comes, okay, so should you get back with your ex if your ex comes back? See, some exes God do bring back.
That's true. That's true.
Let's not get life twisted because some people, I'll never go back.
That's
I said
true.
That.
That's true.
And look what I have here.
Hey.
However, if I did not listen to God and go back, then we wouldn't be where we are today.
Okay. But here's the thing, though.
Hmm.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was not us.
It wasn't
right.
us.
It was
Yo,
God.
When we
it
got back
God.
Together, we was moving. We didn't even
yeah.
feel the move. We
yeah.
didn't even, I promise you, no, I'm serious. We did not even feel like we was moving. It was like water.
Wow.
Yeah,
we was just, it was just.
Flowing.
Yeah.
yeah. It just flowed.
Ask my family when I came to them and said, I think I found somebody.
Hey!
Only to mention a name they
that
have
they
heard before.
Know.
I'm telling you, we did not mean to get back together.
Yeah.
It just, it flowed because I promise you, in my heart, I said I will never
mm-hmm.
get back with this
in
man.
In her heart and in other
and
people's
God
ears.
Said... Right.
I ain't getting back with that nigga.
I'm the type of person that I feel like I need to let, at the time, rather, when
yes.
I was more immature than I am
Thanks
now.
Thanks for the love, Herman.
Wait a minute.
I mean, let's just keep real. When I was more immature than I am now, I'm still growing. I used to have to let people know what it was. Like, if
yeah.
people say, ah, oh, yeah, right, yeah, when you saw him. You know, that's
yeah,
the kind
yeah,
of people
yeah.
I had around me at the
yeah.
time. Yeah, taunting me. And I'd be making... Man,
well,
please.
I mean, look, I was a catch. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, baby, you was always a catch, but it's a lot of catches out there. I don't need, man,
what else?
I mean, but I'm glad that you swam. You a salmon that swam back upstream.
Well, I wasn't swimming. I was on shore.
Flopping.
Try to figure it out.
Try to figure it out. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, come on.
But I didn't start swimming, and like I said, until. But I came to, like Herman said, it's just that level, it's that place that you got to come to where you say, enough is enough.
Enough is enough. I'm and tired. You know.
Okay, so I got a comment over here.
Come on, comment.
All right, so Shadera says.
Shadera!
Yeah, Dara. Hey, Dara. Thank you for joining. It says, why do exes carry so much hatred for each other when it was their decision to get with them in the first place? So when they get back together, why do they carry so much hatred for each other when it was their decision to get back together in the first place?
I think I know what she's asking.
She's saying, why not learn from the relationship with peace and move on?
I think a lot of times, Shadera, if I understand the question correctly, a lot of times the reason why people still kind of sort of so angry when they get back together because they have not healed from that pain. They haven't healed from the pain of the relationship that they were in. Because when you break up, you don't break up a lot of times on good terms. Mm-hmm. You break up because there's something that happened that made you feel like, I can't do this anymore. So if you decide to get back together and you haven't allowed God now, think about that. Mm-hmm. If you haven't allowed God to heal you in that place, then when you get back around each other, every time they hit that sore spot, you're going to get angry because it's like, why do you keep hurting me? Why do you keep trying to hurt me?
Charlotte Wilson is on the line. She's the reason why we are even talking about this discussion tonight.
That's right. She gave us this topic.
She said she wanted us to talk about this topic, and we are talking about it tonight. Right. Do you get
DeJuan,
back? He is your ex for a reason.
He is your ex for a reason.
But to go with Shadera says, a lot of times, because when two people get together, they're causing pain. Towards one another. Because again, remember, you're going through those growing pains. You're taking each other through each other's, and it's a selfish act of that. Like, when I was with her, I wanted her to really understand the pain that I was going through.
Right.
So what I was doing was frustrated with her because she didn't understand.
And he didn't tell me what his pain was.
I was communicating that with her, but she was like, "You, I don't know what your pain, like, that's your pain. That ain't mine."
Right. Help
but
me
honestly,
understand.
Honestly, that was what was going on. I was trying to push on to her and expecting her to understand what only God could help
me. He wanted
me
to be God.
Yeah, so I was like, God, I was going to her thinking, you know, get exactly right. Expecting her to be the God that instead of going to God to help me with my pain. What I do is because she don't understand it, now I got a level of frustration with her, and the same thing vice versa.
Right.
So when we get angry with one another, it's because we're not
still
understanding
what caused us pain.
Exactly. Yep. So really, it's a selfish act. Real selfish because it's like you can't really see my pain, and I can't see your pain.
Because I got a plank in my eye, you got a speck in yours. Let me take mine out so I can help you.
It comes to what you was talking about at the beginning.
Yeah.
Now the communication is suffering because now I can't really be honest because I'm ashamed of how my pain looks.
That shame is something.
I'm ashamed of how that pain looks.
So when
I'm ashamed of it, then I really can't communicate really from my open heart.
Right.
I'm communicating from me trying to cover what I'm going through
that
now.
Shame.
So now you upset with me because now I'm lying about what's really going on.
And when you lie, that's it for me.
So once she done lied.
So Dara got another question. She hitting us with these questions right now.
All right, come on.
So Shadera says,
a million petty
how
things.
Do men choose their... Now, this is kind of off
That's all
off
right.
Topic,
we'll go there with her.
We're going to answer. How do men choose their... And this is more so towards you, Pops. Choose their spouses. Is it she wants to know worldly and biblically. How do men choose their spouses? Is there a difference or is it the same?
Worldly and spiritually, let's rock it.
Well, like we said before, Dara, you came. We was talking about, we got answers. Yes, we do. The whole point is, like we said, when God put Adam to sleep, Adam had nothing to do.
Not a thing.
What was being given to him.
Mm-hmm. Not a thing.
He was sleeping.
He
wasn't
cold.
Even looking.
That's right.
He had one drop of slob.
Yeah, he wasn't even looking. When he woke up, bam, here you go.
Creation.
Woman, like, wow, here
she is.
So the thing is,
peace of resistance.
The, like we were saying, the search is not in the actual looking for the woman. Mm-hmm. The search is in God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what, that's worldly, that's biblically, that's Christian, that's however you want to call it.
Yeah.
There is an, there is a particular way that God structured marriage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the purpose for marriage.
Yes.
And when we really understand what our purpose is, then we'll understand our purpose with being with somebody mm-hmm. else.
Yeah.
And then the marriage.
The two shall
yes.
come together
and be right.
one flesh.
Yes.
So,
and that then was one real shares deep. That purpose.
Yeah. That was real deep, Pastor Jay. Now, I want to add a little bit to that worldly from my understanding of conversations we've had before. Like you just said, too, when you were immature, more than you are today, because like I said, we're still growing. You were looking for what pleased the eye, and you were looking for somebody that was able to help you further your agenda,
yes.
not your purpose.
Yes. Purpose. Yes, that's
the difference.
True. That's the truth.
I think, oh, the Holy Spirit.
Come on up. Hey, speak now. Come on around. Come on.
I better stop.
Let them use you.
Okay,
let them use
stop.
You. Come on down.
Is the key,
come on
down.
Because the thing about it is, he is this man, he is supposed to look for God to give him.
Right.
The open eye to be
yes.
able to see what he parades in front of
mm-hmm.
him. If he does not, then only thing he's really looking at is for that woman to further his agenda, worldly,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and not his purpose, godly.
Mm-hmm.
And the doors of the church are not open again.
Ooh,
I mean, you keep calling these altar calls. You keep calling these altar calls.
Look. People, is this real? People say he just dropped, downloaded that in my spirit.
Hey.
But if he already in that, then he up, chuck
upload
it out of
it.
My
come
mouth.
On.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Y'all better
that's
stop
right.
playing Quincy
with said
me.
It depends on what the man values. That's right.
right.
But
that's
she broke it down and the true, the difference
the
is
thing, yeah.
agenda and purpose.
Agenda yep. and purpose.
That's the difference.
Man,
yep.
girl,
how
come
you
on.
Can fit me right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
May the Lord watch between
come
me.
Come on.
Austin
hey,
calls. Does anybody want to come
on,
and be saved
Derica,
on today?
On. Dara.
Does anybody want to come and accept
look,
the Lord
Jesus
Christ?
Look, if you're not saved, you should want to be because your be. Relationship will never reach the potential, the heights, the
that it should
well,
go
what do you
to,
call that? The huh. highest of the high.
Come on,
until
now.
You get the most high on your
come
side,
on,
yeah, baby.
Have me shabba-dabba-dabba-dabba.
She said shabba-dabba.
That's right, Lasagna.
Shabba-dabba-doo.
And here's the thing. And when it comes to, Lasagna said you can't be unequally yoked, but we got to understand even with the yoke, the yokes, back in those days uh-huh. where with the harnesses
right.
that they put around the neck.
Come on.
And they would put on the oxen to plow in the field.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you had, and it was two, normally I was two oxen in the same row.
Same
and they
height.
Were pulling
ooh,
the same
character. So come on.
Shit, they were pulling
question.
the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got an oxen and you got like a jackrabbit or a donkey.
Let's say an oxen and an ass.
Yeah, a donkey and a jackass. Pulling
the Bible
up,
said
yeah,
it, not
yeah.
me.
Pulling, you, now you
I'm
got an uneven weight.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
got somebody pulling some other way,
this
and then
way,
you got,
and you
somebody,
got somebody.
Yeah.
So that's
or
the,
else
that.
You got the oxen trying to go,
yes.
and his neck broke because mm-hmm. he down here trying to make sure that he is got the yoke with the donkey, the ass. I uh-huh. want to say that, and then. The master trying to say, you go. The oxen trying to go. And the donkey
yeah.
saying, nah.
Nah, not bruh. Today.
Nah,
not
bruh.
Today.
It's hot out here, dog.
You got me messed up.
No, you
not
go.
Today, not today. You go over there.
So you got one that's stubborn and one that's willing to go. That ain't going to work.
Mm-mm. We got another question over
okay,
here.
What's the question?
All right. So it says, what if you did give everything you had?
My.
Mm. You tried. Now you tried.
yeah.
In you. You tried everything within you.
Right.
And you tried to fix it. You tried to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yourself. But they ain't give you enough time.
You tried it. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
You tried
you're trying
it.
To fix it. You gave everything you had. And after, you know what the sad part
come
is?
Come on.
Everybody get in relationships and feel like this is now I'm on display here, and I gotta give, and I gotta be the best me that
right,
I gotta be,
right.
and I gotta give you all the best right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come
and
on.
Again, when it comes to dating,
hey,
we have to get info. Dating
down.
Is getting information.
Yeah,
it is not
yeah.
giving yourself, but it's getting the information
right.
so that when you get the right information,
yeah,
then
yeah,
you can
yeah.
give a little more.
You will know yeah, when you get
know
the
when
right
to
information.
Yeah.
Just like a car today, if that car does
love
not
you,
get
Mama
the right
Grant.
Information, it cannot go anywhere.
Exactly.
So if then look, We got to stop acting like we got to be the dumb chicks. Excuse my language. Mm-hmm. We have to stop acting like we got to be the dudes that, you know, make all these cute. Well, I'm just a man.
The thing about it is
get the information. The dating stage is the information stage.
Yes.
Get the information so that when you have the proper information, you can move somewhere.
But you know what, some white, and we can't even put blame on that, because I see some women, when they date, they really dating because they want this to be the one that they're going to be with.
Okay,
so what they do when they come to that point of giving everything they can is because they really believe that if I do this, he's going to see the fruit in me.
Yeah.
But the point is, that means you're giving yourself to the wrong person.
And look, listen,
he should already see the fruit that you're bearing.
Yeah, you should do that.
He should see it when it's just a seed.
Yeah,
when my peach seed is just a peach seed, baby, you should see my fruit.
I'm telling you.
Come on.
But you know what? That's serious, though. You know, yes, women, we see the potential in men, right? But you know how they say, okay, so I want to throw this question at y'all. The love at first sight, the I know this is my wife at first sight.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe that is a true thing?
Well,
because that's how everybody make it up to be, but then it kind of goes back into seeing the seed, right?
Well, listen, if I say that it's not a real thing, then I will have to say what happened with Adam and Eve ain't real.
Right.
He saw her at first sight. I can't say he loved her, but at first sight, he was like, whoa.
Right.
Man.
Woman.
Woman. He looked at her. He was like, oh, yeah. So I don't know if that was necessarily love at first sight. But it was, I don't know. I really don't know, because we don't never know how God working things. Your story may be different from mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mine may take 6 months. Somebody else's may take 3 years. And then somebody else's may be like, I knew the moment I saw that person.
Right.
They was the one. I don't know.
The moment you saw that person, you saw that seed.
And I'm not saying that can't happen.
I'm just asking.
No, that's a good, very good question.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it can't happen,
but
because of all the things that we have in today's society, and it's not manipulating or even changing the word, but it's just being coming down straight street.
Right.
Now, I can see us, because there are different levels of love. There are different types of love.
That's true.
There's agape love.
Yes.
There's
Filejos.
There's different types of love.
Yes.
So you got to know which love that you see in at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't really know this person, what is it about this person that you love?
You better talk about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
You better talk
about
it.
What is it about this person? Do you love what you see?
I was going to say, it's the love of
and then what you see just so happen to have some good fruit on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Come on.
Do you love what you see, or do you love what you think you see?
Or do love what you think that you can manipulate her into being?
Yes.
Because you a manipulator.
Because to be honest with you.
That was negative, but it's real, because we see it a lot.
But the thing, like I said, this is just straight street. A lot of, what is the first thing that gets your attraction is what you see.
What you physically see, yes.
Yeah.
You see a nice car.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you say, the Lord said for me to get this Mercedes, and you know you can't afford this car?
I'm about to get this car today.
I saw this love at first sight. I'm going to get this car because I first saw it, and it's like, no.
Yeah. And you pray and then say, they go up in there and say, zero down. Yeah. This is God.
Oh, this is God. Yeah.
And then within the next 2 months, you got to
stay repoing. And the payments of $2,000. Yeah. No.
You know what, you gave me this car. Now I can't keep it.
Come on.
Thank you, Mama.
DeJuan said there have to be mutual attraction and someone build a future. If you're going to build a future with someone, he said there has to be a mutual attraction. But you know what? You're right to a degree. I mean, I agree with you. But just if I can add, some people, you know how you see that guy, he's not attractive at all, but then you see him with a bad chick.
Mm-hmm.
And people often ask the very shallow question.
Of course.
Ooh. How'd he get her?
Yep.
It wasn't. Let me read what Ashley put.
Hold on 1 second. At that point, I don't believe it was actually a mutual attraction.
Right.
But it was something in that person that made that woman attracted to him.
That's true.
So maybe that is mutual, but it's not always only what you see. But go ahead and read the comment.
Ashley said, I believe in love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the love was going to be there from me, but I didn't know how he loved me. If he knew how to love me the way I needed to be loved, and what is going to be healthy. So So I had to move with those questions, and then that when he saw me for me and what we could do, we grew in love.
She said they grew in love.
They grew in love.
That's but, why but I said still, you never thing, know God's plan.
But the point is, there's still those questions. Like, I really don't know. I really don't know this. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that it can't happen, but it's like, what again, because there are different types of love, mm-hmm. what is this love presenting when you first see this person?
Right.
Which
right.
love is this presenting itself? You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not saying that it can't happen, because, I mean, like I said, Adam was not even, it had nothing to do with love when he presented Eve. When he woke up, like you said, it was, Lord have mercy, woman. Right. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
Right. And that right there should tell us the value that women hold. Mm-hmm. We are amazing.
Oh, yes.
We are amazing. A great addition to the end of all creation.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, if I could just take it back to the question, should I get back with my ex? The thing about that is nobody can really truly tell you whether or not you can or you should get back with your ex. Mm-hmm. My advice would be heal first. Mm-hmm. Heal first. Ask God to heal you in that place. So that even if your ex comes back, you will be able to see through better eyes and not bitter eyes.
True.
And if you can see through better eyes and not bitter eyes, then you'll be able to see whether or not that nobody would have to tell you. You don't have to get advice on that. If you can see the right way, then you'll be able to make a informed decision, because as human beings, God gave us the ability to take authority, make good decisions and all. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have done it if he didn't trust that we could do it. So
that's
you
right.
can this, make a good decision.
Excuse me. Decision. I hate to interrupt you, yes. Lady Free, but this woman is preaching tonight, y'all. So we need to come on and let's take up a little offering. A seed.
Go ahead and plant your seed.
Sow a seed on this good ground.
Come on.
I'm sorry, but girl, you are talking tonight.
What does that mean for me?
Oof.
Come on, but
what's the question you had?
Oh, I thought someone. Oh, no, you no, had the question.
I had a question.
Come on,
Morgan. So, my mama.
You got a question?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
You got a question over there?
No, dating and marriage is a growing process. Things never start out perfect. It takes work, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And deal with the reality of things. Yes, Mama Grant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said it takes work. It doesn't start out perfect.
That's right, Connie said, I love that, queen. Better eyes, not bitter eyes.
That's
come on.
Right, baby. Put it on a t-shirt. I might.
That's right. Come on now. Quote it.
Bitter
coin
eyes
it.
Don't
it.
See right.
Point it.
They yes. don't see right.
What's the question?
Mm-hmm. So my question is,
come on
right?
with the question. We have time for one more question.
One more question. Uh-huh. All right, I'm going to make this one good. Now, your ex is your ex for a reason.
Right.
Now, what if God removed that person and removed that ex? Now, made him your ex.
You talking about kill him?
No. We ain't kill him. Lord, Mama, you taking us to lifetime.
Okay.
We ain't going lifetime. Come back.
Okay, I'm back.
Meaning, right, so I'm going to speak from from my situation,
situation.
Let's be transparent. Yes, very mm-hmm. transparent. So I was dating someone, I want to say maybe 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
And I was dating this person. Now, the dating was fine. We were moving way too fast. I already knew that. But this was before I was born again, y'all. Whatever.
Okay.
So this is
before. You have allowance for grace.
Look, right. Give me some grace. But this was before I was born again. So we were staying together at that time. And, of course, doing marital things.
Yes, she's talking to
right.
them. And so, with that, you know, within that time, I began to do stuff that I, of course, did not do at all. I started to lose myself. Things like that. Like, I'm being what this person wanted me to be, right?
Yep.
God was like, nah, I can't have it.
Right.
Honestly, out of nowhere, this man disappeared. When I say up and disappeared.
Like Enoch?
Like Enoch, like just elevated from the earth, was like, bye. Like,
wow.
That, like, for real, like, for honestly, and I was
gone.
Like, wow, where did this come from? You know, like, no, when you said the other person be like, I wasn't expecting this. That was me. I was like, what? What? We were good. Like, we didn't argue. We didn't fight. We, you know, like, we really was good. Like, he was just, like, gone.
Right.
Like, just literally vamoose. I'm like, okay, cool. But at that time, I realized, like, I want to say it took me like 3 days, and I was like soaking, like, Father, well, what was going on? Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, this is when I really went to God, and I was like, what's up? Like,
well, that's what he was waiting up? For.
Yeah, yeah. But see, God had to remove an element that was blocking me and his relationship.
Yeah, he'll
do
that.
He was like, you're blocking me. Nah, he got to go.
Now, as far as him disappearing, then, I don't know.
When I say disappear, but no, when I say it was like a disappear act, I was like,
right.
Now,
I feel you. I'm just
do we need to look on the news and look and see you?
No, I mean, no. But see, you know, the funny thing is, no, seriously.
They're going to end up looking up his name. Okay, 3 years ago, she was with.
No, he came back, right? Uh-huh. Reappeared.
So you have seen him since then?
No,
so
I have not physically seen. Yes, he's alive.
Okay,
he's
still, we just want to make sure people.
But he hit me up like, hey, you know, I know the way I left. You know, I was going through some stuff and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, at this point, I didn't cleanse my, no bitter eyes.
Right, come on, better eyes. Let's go with it.
I'm looking through there. I didn't talk to God. We didn't hash it out. I already know what's what.
Yeah.
So that spirit of discernment is activated.
Come on.
Hey, it was activated.
Be proud.
Baby, he was begging, can I come back?
Yeah.
Can I please? I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know what you was thinking either. Bye-bye. Keep thinking what you was thinking then and keep I'm gone. But see, it went, but the question I asked, like, is every, because that's the time of discernment where you have to be like, all right, was this person better for me? Do I need this person in my life? Is this person part of my journey? Is the person part of my purpose? You know,
that's a good question.
A lot of times we accept exes back because that's what we're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to have to, you know, start over again. Or I know this person. I don't want to have to relearn somebody. I don't want to have to do that. You know, we go through those things in our mind and we're like, well, we might as well just give it another shot, you know?
And that's
the thing. So yeah. Once we do that, you know, We are out of line with the will of God, because God, like, I removed this person because I need you to see me.
Yeah.
And once this person come back and they have not seen me, if that other person has yet to see me or have an encounter with me, then listen, y'all can't mesh. You know what I mean?
Listen, let me tell you something. If you
these women in here preaching tonight,
if you have had an encounter with God and you have really sought him because he removed this person out of the line of sight.
Yes.
And he comes back, if he don't look like what you've been seeing in Christ, guess what?
Automatic.
He gotta go.
He automatic.
Or she.
Or she,
don't
get
life twisted, because it's a lot of she's out there. Men are going through the same thing. We're just talking from a female's perspective.
Charlotte said that was her. She got comfortable.
Yeah. Right. You can't get comfortable. You cannot.
And we will get comfortable in a tragedy.
But you know, that is true, though. But the thing is, like you said, that is so true, because it's like, I'd rather get with this person that I already know that's crazy than find somebody else that could be crazy.
What is,
I don't know. I know this crazy person, but I don't know this other crazy person that I'm getting. So we do sit in this level of comfortability.
And the only problem with that is you just what if to your future.
Uh-huh.
Only God knows
what's
happening next. So on that note, y'all listen.
He is your ex. For a reason.
Yes.
God removed this person so that you could see him. So listen, y'all.
Ask him.
Listen, y'all. Right. We got a major announcement about Shift Love Ball.
Shift Love Ball.
Coming up. It's coming up, but it's coming up later, not sooner.
We have changed the date, guys.
We changed the date,
y'all.
Shift
Love Ball ATL.
Shift Love Ball will be August the 27th.
August 27th, which will give y'all more time to get
more time. Which will give everybody more time to do
their thing. That's
right. So we just cleared the date. We just got it clear, so we're going to start putting it out.
August the 27th. People, put it in your calendars.
But listen, y'all. Listen, man. Charlotte, thank you for this.
Shift Love Ball ATL. We are coming to Atlanta August the 27th.
Thank you for this topic, Charlotte, for real.
Get your tickets.
Herman, all y'all that logged in with us.
Atlanta, here I come.
Yes, sir.
Get your tickets on Eventbrite. Get your white, baby, because it's all white.
You might be speaking something, man. I'm telling you, we're going to talk later.
Let's get it.
Listen, y'all, we love y'all. We love y'all. Listen, y'all.
We love
y'all. Listen, y'all. We thank y'all on that came on this page, man.
Yes.
We're going to keep pumping this page.
And we thank you on my page.
We want to thank God for these lovely ladies who really brung some great, great, great content tonight, y'all.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, we thank God for them. These are true women of God. These are true women of God, and we thank God. We're going to cherish them, and we're going to push them to their purpose.
Can I make one quick plea, ladies? Mm-hmm. I am coming to Atlanta to do a Real Talk Chicks podcast sex series. Well, come it's not going to be a series. It's going to be a time when I need some women, some Real Talk Chicks Atlanta to be willing to come on the podcast. If you are, put it in the comments. I'm willing to come on the podcast because we need to get some real talk going on in the ATL.
I'm willing. I ain't from the A, but you can bring me out.
You coming today. You're going to speak that thing. You coming. So listen, y'all. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we just pray that somebody's mindset has been changed to understand, to see you in the midst of everything, to see you in the midst of trouble, to see you in the midst of confusion, to see you in the midst of a level of comfortability, to see you in the midst of a struggle. Lord, we just want to see you. God, we want to see you, God, in everything that we do, God. So we bless you, God. We're not looking through bitter eyes, God, but we're looking through better eyes, God. We're looking through the eyes of you, God. We're searching through the eyes of you, God. God, you be our eyes, God. God, you guard our hearts, God. God, you continue to strengthen us, God. God, hold us up, God. God, hold us up, God, that we may see, God, everything that should be put under us, God. And God, we find and put the enemy under our feet, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Look on every couple, God. Oh, God, look on every marriage, God. Oh, God, look on everyone that desires to be married, God. Let them understand that the key, God, is through you, God. But God, even raise up our men, God. Raise up kings, God. Continue to raise up our young men, God. Oh, God, whatever they've seen, God, we bind it up right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, whatever happened in their homes, God, it will not be a reflection of how they live today, God. And we come against the enemy who desires to put down our king, our young men, God. Oh, God, we cancel anger, God. We cancel disappointment right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, touch them right now, God. Oh, God, our young men, God, our young, our future presidents, God, our future businessmen, God, our future family men, God. Oh, God, we hold them up right now, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God. They will be, God. They will be what you called them to be, God. They are the head, God, and not the tail, God. And God, we come against anything, God, that desires to bring them down, God. Any system that desires to bind them up right now, God. Yoke them up, God, with you, God. Oh, God, bind them with you, God, in the name of Jesus. And even look on our queens, God. Oh, God, our life bringers, God. Our burden bearers, God. They got, oh God, let them not bear burdens, God, but let them bring life, God, to everything that deserves to be brought to life, God. Oh God, we cast down every negative imagination, God, right now, God. Touch our mind, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, even though we're on YouTube, God, even though we're on Facebook, God, oh God, we would not be so careful, God, but to give your name the praise and the glory and the honor belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I almost thought we had an intercessory prayer going on in this second.
Look, not even God. My God.
Right.
Y'all, listen, I love having fun with y'all, but listen, this is our time today. This your girl, Lady Free.
I'm Pastor Jay.
And we have our special guest.
I'm Gladys.
Y'all, listen, come back cool next man. Tuesday for Shift Real Talk. We love you.
Signing out.
Peace. Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.